Hey guys, happy Thursday. We're back with another episode for you guys. It's Alexis and Samantha of adoubledose.com, and we are the bloggers behind, obviously, A Double Dose, and this is our podcast, An Extra Dose, in case you're a new listener. We're happy to have you listening in on this episode, and we have a lot of other episodes from a couple months ago in case you're new and we talk about something like that we'll talk on this podcast. You can kind of listen to those and get more information on stuff that we're talking about, because I'm sure we've covered it before. So we'll just jump right in. If you guys follow us on Instagram, we were in Austin we drove in Wednesday night with our parents.
We were there a week ago.
That was fun. I honestly haven't done a road trip in a while.
I think it had been high school.
Well, with them, but yeah. I haven't done one myself in a while, which I'm not like a super fan of driving a lot, so I was happy.
Let me just tell you how it went down. My mom was the pilot. My dad was the co-pilot.
And none of us were helping.
And yeah, she was basically riding solo, poor thing. Listening to her XM radio. Alexis and I were in the back seat on our laptops using our
So like, this is a really good tip in case you guys are, if you're not the driver, that is. If you want to work and get stuff done, I only started using this until maybe a year ago or maybe a couple months ago. But by the way, if you hear any water noises, we're sipping on Topo Chico and I love it. So you should definitely try it if you haven't before. But anyways, I used my the hotspot.
It's not Apple though. You can connect. So what you do is you can do it on any computer. You could just go to the Wi-Fi setting, but if you're on a Mac, you just go to the little Wi-Fi button. And then where you would select a network, you do Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi hotspot. And
you have to turn it on your phone.
And then you need to go to your iPhone or whatever phone you have and turn on the hotspot feature. And it depends on your carrier. We have in our plan, we can do unlimited hotspot. I don't know. I think they used to be, when it was unlimited, they wouldn't let you use the hotspot. But then, I don't know what we changed on our plan, and we can do it now. But it's a really good trick. It does use up a lot of your phone battery, so make sure you have a way to charge it as the day goes on. But it's really great because you basically get Wi-Fi. It's essentially what it does.
Yeah.
It gives you service on your laptop from your phone. And so you can just, anywhere you have phone service, you can use your laptop. So we were back on our laptops. We left at 6:30, at night. It was getting dark. And what I was going with was all the food we ate. But also that all we did for 3.5 hours was eat and work, which is nothing new than what we do normally. Yeah.
I had big plans to knock out so much work. But of course, I was on Instagram. Which is work, but I was on Instagram, I was having 10 million snacks, and then I was we're going to be there in an hour, I better start going.
Yeah, so we get to the hotel, it's I don't know why driving.
You didn't talk about the snacks.
Oh yeah, so I don't even know what I ate. As you know, we're being plant-based, we're eating mostly plant-based.
We ate nothing unhealthy.
No, but it made me not want. We were making pulp crackers out of our celery juice.
Yeah.
Which, go refer back to a few podcasts back, or blog posts.
I don't know if we talked about those, did we?
No, I'm talking about the celery juice. Now we're on the celery juice kick, we've been on it for months. But anyway.
Old news.
Because I feel so many people have jumped on it now. I'm just saying we've been, it's not a new thing, that's why I'm saying I've been doing it for a while. And then from all the pulp from the celery, we make these crackers
and
with them.
Crackers in quotations because they're not crackers.
You can make them a little crispy. But we use one bunch of celery per person per day. So you can imagine how much pulp is coming out. So
in 5 days, we have 10 stalks of celery. Bowl. 10 heads of celery, the pulp from all that. So you can imagine a huge bowl that we collect over the week.
Yeah, it's a lot. So anyway, we make these crackers. We put some flaxseed in there and then some garlic powder, salt and pepper. We flatten it all out on parchment paper, on baking sheets, and we bake in the oven. But I've been eating them my point was why I said I did celery juice so much is that I've been eating those consistently because I don't like wasting food. I've been eating those for a couple months. And Alexis, so I ate those in the car, and I was so hungry. I had a couple fruits, Then I, of course, which isn't going to fill you up for that long. Mm-hmm. And then I had, like, a lot of lettuce. You know, I love my romaine. It's a joke with my boyfriend that I'll just eat. And he said, if we, like, everything, he's like, we can put a little romaine leaf next to it. I, like, dipped it in some salsa and some guac. Hummus that we made. I don't know where I'm going with this, but basically I ate so many of those crackers that by
the time, you know, when you're like in a car or like on an airplane, you're sitting down. So you're like, you're just eating so much.
Also, we were wearing like expandable clothes.
I was wearing my Lululemon Align crops, which I
was wearing the speed shorts from Lulu.
And so like I had a lot of room to grow. So I literally like I ate so much. So Lucy's coming to join us. I ate so much. I had the Ziploc bag, which I know the plastic's horrible, whatever. I had all the crackers in there. You know, when you're sitting down, like you just keep eating. You don't realize how full
you're getting. Yeah, it's like if you're working and on a road trip together. Right.
So I kept sticking my hand in that bag and I ate the entire baggie of celery. I don't even know how much celery this was. I don't know.
It's embarrassing. And
I ate a bunch of lettuce and fruits, like all the fiber. Like we got out of the car, we rolled up to the hotel. I got out of the car and I was like, oh my God. I literally looked like I was like 6 months pregnant.
I mean, TMI was like, I need to like get this out of my body. Like I need to go use the bathroom.
But it didn't. Wait till the next morning.
Everyone doesn't want to know that. But the point was.
I was trying to tell you how full I was.
The point was we got in at like, I don't know, close to 10.
Yeah.
But by the time we got into the room, it was like 10:30. And like Alex and I, we were ready to, like surprisingly, I was ready to go to bed. I was like, okay, we can put our pajamas on. Maybe I'll have another fruit. And I'll call it a day.
For the road, for the bed.
Yeah, I'll call it a day. No. My parents come in our room and they're like, so where are we going to go eat? I'm like, I didn't think.
I wasn't in the bed yet, but I was on it.
We were like, we were checked out. Needless to say, we went and had dinner with them. I had some more guacamole with some veggies, and that's like my go-to thing at a restaurant. If they have that, if they have like salsa and stuff and there's nothing else I can eat, I'll normally get that with cut up veggies. And I know a lot of you guys have tried that as a trick. But
and then let me say, here we go, garbage disposal as usual. My dad, or our dad, ordered a salad with chicken on it, and obviously we're not eating chicken right now. So he ordered the salad and he took like two bites of it and he didn't like it. And so I was like, all right, hand it over. I picked around the chicken and
I don't know if any of you guys do that, but we like I'll eat off everyone's plate,
like whatever they don't want
when they don't want. And like the waitresses or waiters will come by and I'm like everyone's traded plates because we've eaten everyone
and they're like
food.
Can I take it? I'm like, I yell like the devil eyes. I'm like, no, you cannot take this plate. I'm still working on it.
But anyway, back to Austin. So what we were there for was our dad had a conference there, so they made a little trip out of it, and they asked us if we wanted to go. Obviously, we wanted to go back to Austin, where we went to college. For those of you guys that don't know, or you go to UT, or you went there, hook 'em. But we graduated, how many years ago?
I don't remember. 2013.
So we graduated 5 years ago, over 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago. And I honestly haven't been back that much. Like, I was there last year for my boyfriend's Ironman race, but I really haven't been back that much. So I was excited to go back. We went on Saturday. We went to the game against Baylor, which was really fun. But I'm not going to lie, I was really disappointed back to the food. I was very disappointed in the food options at the game. I was not expecting to have, like, a very wide selection because it is a football game. But let me just say, for those of you guys that are vegan or plant-based, or even just trying to eat healthy, there's nothing to eat there.
Well, no wonder people don't eat healthy.
My mom is a diehard Longhorns fan. I mean, so am I. But she took time out of the game to go with me parading around the stadium trying to find something to eat. And let me just say, that was a big fail. There was nothing. The only closest thing they had was Subway, and it was a soggy veggie sandwich.
It was pre-made.
It was already. I said I ordered the veggie sandwich, and they took it out of the fridge like already wrapped. I was like, ew. So I wasn't even gonna eat the bread, but I was like, it just seemed.
I liked when you were saying it, and I was like, ew.
I try to find, like, my poor mom is going around to every little station asking if they had any kind of salad or anything like that. They had nothing. Everything was meat, which I'm not against meat because. That's what I used to eat. And I'm still going to go back and eat it one day. But I literally was like, I was, They had a bunch of tacos, which, they don't get me wrong, it all sounded amazing. They had Chick-fil-A, but everything's off of menu, so you couldn't really change anything. So let me just say it was a lot easier when I was eating chicken and meat and stuff. And I right now, because like I said, I'm on that program where you don't eat, you eat more plant-based. I wasn't going to eat that stuff there. And honestly, it really didn't sound that great to me, so I didn't eat that. But what I ended up having to do was, after I had my little shreds of the veggie sandwich, I went back down with Alex, and
it was embarrassing, but
I went to the little, I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. I went to the little carts where you get tacos or like a burger.
The condiment cart
that God knows how long I'd been sitting out there, but I just didn't think about it. They had like shredded lettuce, iceberg lettuce, tomatoes, all sliced.
Jalapenos and onions.
Onions, and they even had pico. So I asked the people for a little taco tray. And I built myself a little salad. You gotta do what you gotta do. And I had two of those, and I was actually full. And I'm glad we did, because when the game was over, we still had to have a 45-minute walk back to the hotel. Yeah. And I used that fuel, and
Your salad fuel.
Anyway, so you could always do that if you're stuck at a place.
I don't think anyone's gonna do that. And you're plant-based. No one's that
you could also just get like a hot... I used to get like a hot dog and not eat the bun. You could get a burger and not eat the... Or eat one of the breads or not eat the... Or just eat the patty. But those are some tricks if you're trying to like eat healthier. I know there's options like nachos and a bunch of unhealthy things, but I was just very surprised they had nothing. Sometimes they just have like a really crappy salad. They didn't have anything. So anyway, we wanted to go into, a lot of you guys were messaging us while we were there about some of the go-to spots while we're there. And honestly, like I said, I hadn't been back in so long that I could suggest things that I did like 5 years ago, but so much has changed. What they did do downtown is really cool. We were staying at the JW Marriott on 2nd and Congress, which is a really, really nice hotel. I really recommend it. I love the gym. The gym is like...
It's amazing.
It's super big and open.
Super big.
Okay. It's really open, a lot of windows and pretty new equipment. And I think they have a really nice spa there too. The pool is really nice. It's like overlooking.
Sky deck.
Yeah, it's like on a higher level, so it's a nice view. And I remember last time we stayed there a couple of years ago, like promoting the hotel, and the pool on the weekend gets pretty crazy. But anyway, we were there in the summer last time, and it was really cool. It was right when it opened. But some other spots we've stayed at are
South Congress Hotel,
which is really, it's in a really good area too. I love that area, and I love the vibe there. It's like
so
more,
many cute restaurants.
It's more, well, I'm saying the hotel is like more
like urban.
Urban, which is like if you're looking for like and more Austin-y, I would suggest that. They've also built like some other hotels that are in
Fairmont.
They have the Fairmont, they have a Westin. They've apparently redone the Hyatt that's like across the lake. These are all kind of same proximity. There's a W that's been around. I don't know what else. Those are the ones that are like more downtown.
Then there's the Domain, which is
way more north.
It's way more north, but they have a lot of hotels there. And it has, when we went to school there, which was like a long time ago, they only had like one little section of the Domain. And now it's like huge. It's a huge outdoor mall. They have Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus, but then they have all these other stores, like every store you can think of, a bunch of restaurants. We ate there several times, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say we ate a bunch of restaurants that we have in Dallas, but I'm like, whatever.
But for those of you guys visiting Texas and you don't have those places, it's at least something different. But we ate the first day, where did we eat? I don't even know.
We ate at Flower Child.
Oh, yeah. We went to the Domain. We ate at Flower Child, which we have in Dallas. For those of you guys visiting that don't live in Arizona or Texas or California, Flower Child's a really great option. They have a lot of plant-based options, a lot of
stuff. And they have, like, sustainable protein options.
Yeah, they have, which I used to eat a lot of the stuff with chicken and salmon. And they have a lot of like salads and wraps and like.
And I was so hungry. I normally would just get one thing, but I was like, no, not gonna cut it for me. I got a salad and then I got one of the bowls, and of course I changed like 10 things in it. But you know,
For dinner we had at Paul Martin's, which we have in Dallas too. But really good options. Their stuff's, I think most of it's sustainable. So
yeah, it's farm to table, I think.
And they have really good like steak, chicken, American food. burgers. I think they have burger. Or maybe I'm making that up.
I don't know.
Well, they have steak, chicken, yeah. fish, salads, different things like that. And then that was Thursday. Friday, we met one of our friends at Cenote, which is like across 35 East Austin. It was there when we were there. It was a new spot. Mm-hmm. A really cute coffee shop.
And they have food too. The food looked really good.
I think I was just really hungry.
And really looked really yummy.
And then, oh, another reason I liked the JW Marriott jumping back is that they had a really good buffet. The fruit selection was pretty good, and since that's all I ate.
And they made us our celery juice.
Yes,
which I
more
was
importantly,
like so thankful.
They had fresh juices that they could make, like not ones already made, and they made us our celery juice every morning. So I was really happy about that. I could stay on track with it. Also, the location's really good because there was a juice land that was like 2 blocks away and a ton of other like really good restaurants that you could all walk to. So I recommend staying either South Congress or the Domain or, 2nd Street downtown early. What I mean is like 2nd, 3rd, 4th streets. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get too far back because then you're getting close to the campus and then it's kind of like you're near the Capitol, which is like fine, but you're not as close to other things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then on Saturday after the game, we went to Uncle Julio's, which is like a Mexican place, and they had really good option. I mean, like, even though we're vegetarian, well, we're vegan right now, but they had, we got the vegetarian fajitas. It was like, so they had like a bunch of vegetables, obviously, and then I got like a salad before. It was pretty good. And then obviously the regular fajitas are good too. So,
and they made tableside guacamole. And then,
yeah, it's pretty good.
And they had a really good salad too.
Yeah.
With jicama and stuff. So, yeah, and Sunday, we just left. But the areas, and there's some, yeah. some of you guys were asking for areas. The downtown area, they've really done a lot of stuff to it, especially the 2nd Street area. They've really revamped that area. They put a bunch of restaurants and apartment buildings near the power plant, which used to be, like, just a power plant. And now they've redone that whole area. They put, like, a bridge, and they put, like, more. There's another Flower Child. There's a ton of restaurants that they have in other parts of Austin that they put in that area too. And they even had this, what was that brownie thing? It was
Baked Bear,
which is actually my boyfriend was telling me about it. They had one in St. Louis. They have them all over, but they happen to have.
I don't even know if he got it.
We ate at True Foods.
He didn't even get any, did he?
No. He didn't, but we did. I mean, my mom and her boyfriend did, and I had a bite of it. They had one. We ate at True Foods, which, again, we have that here. But it's a good spot to go if you don't have that there. Mm-hmm. And we, after when we were done eating, like, a really late lunch, we saw that across the street. And so what it Baked Bear is, it's basically an ice cream sandwich or a donut, right?
Yeah, you can get a
or
donut.
Or brownie, and you can make sandwiches with the ice cream in between. They have all different kind of cookies. Like, they had Snickerdoodle, chocolate chip, M&M, birthday cake. They had all different flavors.
Making me so hungry.
I know. Or you could do it as a bowl, like the brownie or the cookies mm-hmm. inside.
And they put the ice cream on top.
And they put the ice cream flavors on top. It was really good. And you can have them. They were lame and they didn't warm it up. They should have.
Yeah.
At least my mom didn't warm hers up. And I was like, that was a mistake. But
rookie.
But it still was really good. I had a bite of it and it was really good. And then, yeah, that's pretty much the spots we went to. But some other places I would suggest that we've already done is obviously go take a walk or run on Town Lake. It's really pretty. You can also, like, paddleboard and do stuff in that area.
Yeah.
Then I would definitely walk around downtown, especially
the
2nd Street.
I mean, the campus is fun to see. Go to UT game.
And then the drag, which is, like, the street right across from it. There's a bunch of shops and restaurants. It's just fun to see, like, the vibe. Go to UT game if you can. It's just really
or
fun environment.
Or any kind of sporting
it's,
event.
At least that stadium is, like, we looked it up. It's, like, it's bigger than most NFL stadiums. Actually, all of NFL stadiums.
Well, not A&M. A&M is bigger now, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But it's, like, 100,000 people, and it's, the energy is crazy, especially when we're winning. And then Mount Bonnell is really cool, too. It's a cliff.
Yeah.
And it's a really good, really pretty view of all of Austin and the lake and different things. And then I'm trying to think of Domain is another really good spot. They have a bunch of restaurants and shops. It's just a really pretty outdoor mall. And trying to think what other areas.
That's all I can think of right now.
There's the Capitol if you're into that, and some museums downtown too. But yeah, those are all really fun stuff. And obviously, like, if you're looking to, like, go out, 6th Street's like a huge spot, and so is Rainy Street. So those are the must-haves to do in Austin. If you guys have any specific recommendations, then feel free to email us. But I would definitely stick to trying the restaurants. There's a ton downtown and a ton at the Domain. So those are good spots to go. And moving on from the food, we got a request from a reader to basically talk about how to eat. Well, she was specifically talking about eating vegan when you're dating, but I think we're going to kind of go into that.
She wanted to know just like, you know, when you go on a date, you're going to share stuff, or like, how do you explain when you're like single and dating, like why you're eating this way or why you have a certain dietary.
Yeah. But I wanted to take it a step further and not just vegan or plant-based, but also like just eating healthy, because some people might be listening and be like, okay, well, that doesn't apply to me. Yeah. But I think you can struggle with that if you eat healthy, because I know I always ate healthy, and that was how I was all the time I was dating. And they would suggest things, and I'm like, okay, like I'm not going to eat that. And like,
I don't drink a lot either, so that was like another factor, which it's fine, but you don't have to, don't feel obligated to. Sometimes you have to bend a little.
Yeah.
I mean, with everything. So I would say, since I was more recently single than Sam, but we both kind of did it. We both done it. I would say, I mean, just be honest. I mean, I think if they are interested in you and they like you, I think it's definitely the way you say it too. Like, you don't sound like stuck up and say, well, I'm not going to eat that or whatever. Like, obviously I would explain if it's for health reasons or if it's not, I would explain like, this is the way you eat. Obviously you probably need to wait till you go out. Like, it's kind of like a hard balance, because when you first start talking to them, you're not going to immediately say when they're picking places out, like, oh, I can't eat that. Because it's like, obviously, it might be during via text. You don't want it to come off wrong. So I think for me, I would just like, depending on like how long I talk to them, I'd be like, oh, like I eat really. Like, you kind of know if they have like a healthy lifestyle or not. I would just make it clear that you eat pretty healthy from the beginning and like ask them what they like to eat, or, you know, have that conversation and like make it very clear that you like to eat. And then usually they'll be like, oh, you know, is there somewhere you want to go? Or they'll...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like usually, I mean, there was a few times it didn't come up and I was like, sometimes they picked a place and I was like, oh God, like I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't know them, so I don't want to make a big deal about it. And I know I don't want to make them feel awkward either. At the other, on the other hand, I didn't want to say like, I don't want to not say anything, get to the date, and then I like don't order anything and it comes up that somehow it comes up about my diet, and then they're like, oh, why didn't you tell me? So it's kind of like a hard thing to do, but normally most times it would come up before we went on the date. Like, if we're picking it, I want to say like Taylor, who I'm dating, obviously my boyfriend right now, when we were talking and that like on Bumble or something like that, or maybe it was texting, we were deciding a place, he was like, I was supposed to decide or something, whatever, it's irrelevant. But the point was, it came up that I said as long as it's like healthy or something, and we both realized we're on the same page. So like, we ended up going to HG Supply, which is in Dallas, and they have a lot of healthy options. But I think it's easier to come up that way, or if it came on other people I went on dates with that I ate healthy, or like something about my lifestyle because I was like working out and stuff, and so they knew I ate healthy. Of course, sometimes if they're not healthy, like they have no clue what that means. They think like some random thing that's not healthy is healthy. But, I mean, I think number one, sometimes you just have to suck it up if it's, like, if something happened weird, like, the communication was off.
Yeah.
But if it comes up, it's better if it comes up. That way, you kind of set the ground. I don't know. You, like, set it before you get there. But I think once you're on the actual date.
Well, no. What I would recommend is look at the menu before, if you know where you're going, and just have kind of like a game plan of what you're going to order, so that way you're not like, oh my God, because you're going to be talking, you're going to get distracted, and you're like, okay, well, what do I eat?
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to be eating something that you're like,
you're
going to
be like
that.
Nervous. You're not going to pay
like,
attention.
And like, don't, it's again, it's like all in the delivery. You don't want to make like a big scene, like changing up the menu, but I would just hopefully it comes up. And if it doesn't, just do the best you can with what's available. And if they order something, like if you share an appetizer, it's like nothing you would eat. I mean, you don't want to make them feel bad. So I think either you suck it up, or you just say like, oh, I actually like, for I'm having like, I have health issues right now, and I'm having to be really like, say, I'm having to be really high maintenance and annoying, but I just have to do this
right
now.
I feel like you can kind of make a joke about it. Yeah. Like, especially with the appetizers. If you're both just like not going to get appetizers and you're just getting like drinks or you're ordering your own main course, you could just, like, get something, the plainest thing they have, and that way you don't have to change half the menu. And also, like Alexis said, like, let's say it was, like, salmon or something. Like,
make fun of yourself.
Just be like, oh, I'll just, yeah. But I'm saying with the appetizer, let's say they said, let's say, like, it was my diet, and I'm like, I'm not going to eat, like, fried calamari. Like, let's say they said, oh, like, let's get some calamari. Does that sound good to you? Like, if they're asking you, just say, like, oh, like, that sounds really good. I wish I could eat it. Like, I'm actually, like, make a joke about it, saying I'm on this, like, ridiculous diet, and I, not even a diet, but, like, for health reasons, I unfortunately, like, I can't eat it right now. But I used to, you know, just say I used to love eating it. But, and then you can say something like, I don't know. You can say, make a joke about it.
And say, I mean, it might start a conversation, so whatever.
But you could say something like you don't need to ramble and get all, I have a tendency to do that.
I ramble.
As I just did. But I would just say something like, make a joke about it and just be honest and say like, oh, like, I wish I could eat it. But, you feel free to get whatever you want. Or if he's, like, a normal guy, he'll be like, oh, no, let's get something you want to get. And you can see there's something.
Or you guys can both get, you can get two things and you can kind of share.
And you can kind of share both. But, I mean.
Or you just, like, or if you don't want to say anything, you feel awkward. You can just take a couple bites and move on.
Exactly. You're not going to
die. I was, when we started eating, well, I think I was definitely not plant-based. But we went somewhere and we got sushi. And, I mean, I like sushi, but I'm not eating that right now. And that was, like, the only thing they had. And I literally had to eat it. I was like, but I didn't. I only ate, like, a couple pieces. And he was like, oh, he's like, you don't like it? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Like, I didn't want to make a big scene.
And then you probably came home and ate half the kitchen.
I ate, like, half the kitchen when I got home. But
sometimes, basically, to sum it up, sometimes you have to deal with it. But you have a couple choices when you're there, depending on how you feel with the situation. I feel like most guys want to know. Like, they don't want to feel dumb if you didn't say anything. But you could also, if you didn't want to say anything later, if you keep dating them, you can just say, oh, yeah, by the way, I couldn't really eat that, but I didn't want to make a big deal about it on the first date. You could also do that. I would say at some point you need to be honest and say why you're not doing it. But I think the easiest thing is if it comes up or you can find a way to bring it up and make a joke about it even. If not, you know, if you keep dating them, I would definitely bring it up on date 2 or 3 because.
I mean, it's like you're hiding a secret.
Yeah. So anyway, those are our tips, and at the end of the day, you need to own what you're doing and be confident about it, or else you're going to come off like you feel awkward, and you're going to start rambling, and it's going to show. So anyway, and then moving on, talking about like appearance and stuff, especially for dates and stuff, we're going to talk about some spray tan, how we kind of stay dark all year. And I know it's a question we get asked a lot. And actually, I was Snapchatting something I got in the mail the other day. You guys know I always use the Saint Tropez one, the Saint Tropez tanner, self-tanner, the mousse one all the time. And I kind of took a break with it like over summer because I was already pretty dark. And I have olive complexion. We've talked about it before. I have olive complexion already. So I look kind of tan even though I'm not. But I got actually in the mail, I was undoing packages, and a lot of you guys messaged me on Instagram wanting to know what I thought about this new one that I got, which is also by Saint Tropez. But they call this one the Self Tan Purity Bronzing Water Mousse. And I think they call it the water, I mean, I'm not their marketing person, but I think they call it the water mousse because it's literally white. And the other, if you ever use their other products or any foam tanner for that matter, they're usually brown when they go on. It's like a mousse and they already have the thing in there. So when you put it on yourself, you look bronze already. This one's a little bit different. It's a white, it looks like the Saint Tropez bottle, but it's the liquid is white. It looks like water. It's like clear liquid. And then when you push the button, it turns into a foam. It looks like it's going to be water in your skin, but it turns into a white foam. And I put it on with a mitten that I always use. And the one downside is when I first started using it, I was like, oh my God, it doesn't have the color in it. So you have no idea when you're putting it on there, like if you're getting everywhere. But the thing is with a mitten and over time, if you use their other products or any other foam tanner, you know, kind of you get the hang of how to rub it in. So I've been using it for a couple of days now. So I got it earlier this week and I really like it. I would recommend it for sure. So what I liked about it the most was the scent. Normally they have that really gross, like it's a tanner smell, and it's basically, sometimes it's like right out of the package, it smells like that. But, and then some other times it doesn't smell that bad, but after you after it starts, the chemicals start reacting with your skin. That's what makes you darker. It starts giving you like that weird, you know, that typical tan smell. So this one has, it's supposed to give you like a tropical scent and you can smell it right away. It smells more like a spa product when you start using the foam on yourself, which I really liked. And it's I feel like it's like more lightweight. I don't know if it's in my head because it's clear, but I feel like I don't know if you're supposed to, but I still, so the way I do it is I shower, you need to exfoliate. I honestly didn't, but my skin wasn't that dry. I always put, because it does dry out your skin, tanners dry out my skin, at least for me they do. If I do it like every day, it starts drying out my skin. So I showered, you should exfoliate, I shaved and everything, which some people say you shouldn't, I don't know. I shaved, you should exfoliate, and then I dried off, and then I put my lotion on, which I use, well, it doesn't matter what lotion I use one that's more, doesn't have a lot of toxins and stuff in it, but I used that, and then I put that over my body, and then I used this water mousse that they call it with the mitten, and I put the foam on the mitten, and then I put it on my body, and I just try to make sure it's rubbed in. Obviously you can't see the color on this one, but if you're new to it, maybe try the one with the color first, like the original one, and then you could try this one. But on their website it says that you don't need to rinse it off, which I don't. I put it on. I usually shower. So some people have asked me this too. My routine is I usually shower like in the morning-ish, early afternoon, once I've been working out and stuff. And I don't work out usually until like a full almost 24 hours later after I've showered, because that's my schedule. I've never really worked out the same day because people complain that it's getting on their clothes, blah, blah, blah. This one might be better just because I don't think it will stain your clothes as much because it doesn't have that like the color in it already. But obviously once it starts mixing with your skin, it might rub off a little bit. So the best thing I would say is shower, put it on, and then I kind of finish getting ready or whatever I'm doing to like make sure it's all dry with my skin. And then I get dressed. But sometimes I just put loungewear because I work from home. So hashtag lazy. I just put like loungewear on. But put something on that you don't want to get your clothes won't get, like you don't want to stain your clothes with. Like don't put on a white t-shirt that you love because it'll probably stain it on the inside. And then they recommend staying dry. You know, make sure you're dry to the touch before you get dressed. And then it takes a couple hours for, I think, the tan to show up. And then the color should be there. But it's more of a, I would say it's more of a gradual one. Like, I don't put it on one day and I'm, like, super dark. I've been doing it a couple days and I think I've gotten a couple shades darker. But nothing, like, super drastic. I think it looks super natural, which I like. The other one's natural looking, too. But it got really good reviews. It's vegan friendly for those of you guys that are into that. And yeah, I've heard some other ones we're going to talk about. I've heard some really good things about this one from Revolve. I think a follower actually had sent it to me and I haven't tried it, but it's called, Glow Tanning Moisturizer by Luna Bronze. And it's apparently, very super natural. So they say it's paraben free, sulfate free, cruelty free. So I definitely want to look into that one because I'm definitely into that stuff now, as you guys know. And this one says to also apply to dry skin and wait for it to absorb before dressing. I like to apply all of these with a mitten. That's the main thing because it really rubs it in and you don't have it all over your hands. So that's the telltale sign when it's all over your hands. But some other ways that we like to get tan are spray tans. I haven't done them a good amount, but
I'm like maybe twice.
But I've used, I know my boyfriend's used, or I, and I have some friends that have used Palm Beach Tan. They have the showers, they have Mystic Tan, which I've heard really good things before. And then
we went to Hush Hush Tan in Dallas and we really liked it.
Yeah, I've been some other places in Dallas that are all, but the only ones I've done, I haven't done the showers. The only ones I've done is when they spray you, like there's a person literally spraying you, and that really avoids having like splotchiness. And I mean, unless they do a really bad job, but that really avoids having splotchiness and stuff like that. So those are the ways I recommend it. For the Saint Tropez, they do make a face one, or you can use the bottle with the mitten on your face. I've done that before and it works pretty well. So those are my tips for staying tan. Definitely exfoliate in the winter because your skin gets a lot drier.
Yeah, make careful one, like your knuckles and all that.
Yeah, that's why they say
exfoliate. We do have a blog post on how to apply it with like a really crappy YouTube video, but it shows you how we do it because we get a lot of questions about that. So, I mean, who wants to be pale in the summer? So, speaking of the temperatures, it got really, really cold here from one day to the next, and I'm not really about it, but got to stay warm. So, and I've been getting a lot of questions, so I wanted to share, we both wanted to share our favorite jackets and coats and, like, the ones we think you need for, to prepare for winter and when it starts getting cold. I know some of you guys probably live in California. I had people messaging me saying, I wish it was cold here. We came in, like, I want the cold temperatures. And I'm like, I will send them your way because I was over it after a day. But we do think there's some must-have jackets depending on where you live, but for different things. So the first one I would say for sure is some kind of, especially if you live somewhere where it gets cold, is some kind of puffer jacket, the down jackets. And I think those have been out for so long. I remember being in middle school and having one from The Gap that was like a silver, like a metallic silver color. And I was obsessed with it. And, but anyways, I think a puffer jacket is really good. They make ones of different lengths. So we honestly, both of us have a shorter one and a longer one. The longer one is great because it covers your butt. It covers like the top part of your legs. And I just like it. So there's obviously, there's so many, like the common brands that I really like are North Face and Patagonia. They both make really good ones. I know that Canada Goose makes them, but those are very expensive. And I wouldn't recommend getting those unless you live like somewhere very, very cold, like Colorado or New York, where you're going to get like a really good use out of it. But the North Face ones and the Patagonia ones are pretty much in the middle of the range. I mean, they're a couple hundred dollars, but when you do the math of how much you'll wear it, like it's, and those, the quality is good. I know we have one from last year that so many people asked about, and the brand was Larry Levine, and it had like the faux fur, like the hooded parka, whatever. But sadly, I looked and they don't have it. It sold out really quickly. It went on sale and it sold out really fast. But like I said, I would go for the Patagonia or the North Face. Cole Haan makes a really cute one with a hood that I'll link in the blog post. And then they the same brands, Patagonia and North Face, make a shorter one. They're also water repellent, so they're really good. And they look like they're not going to be really warm, but I know our mom has one and she wears it all the time. And it really does keep you warm. It's not too heavy, but it does. It's like a shorter one. And if you layer underneath, you'll be good. And then there's one called the North Face. It's from North Face called the Aconcagua jacket. And it's $199, so it's basically $200. But it's like a shorter puffer, but it looks like a really cute one, and it's thicker. It's not super thin. I like that. So, again, I'll link those in the blog post, but for down jackets, I would definitely recommend either a shorter or a long one. And then a wool coat, just because you don't, if you're dressing up a little bit, you don't want to wear like a puffer jacket with that kind of outfit. It doesn't really look put together. So, obviously, there's like a ton of those. I really like one by Halogen, which is on Nordstrom. And it has that asymmetrical zipper on it, which it's really, really cute. It's $199 and it comes in three colors. I think color-wise, gray is probably your best bet because it goes with everything. You could always do black because obviously black is a classic color. But I think something like that, like a wool coat. Kenneth Cole makes a really cute one that's marked down right now. And that one comes in a gray also. And I think just something neutral, something wool, and I know J. Crew makes a bunch of them and they go on sale sometimes, like 40% off, and they come in petite sizes. Same with Banana Republic. So those are worth checking out. I know Loft also has stuff on sale all the time and they make coats. So I would just keep looking. Those are your best bets. For if you're petite, I would go for like a short or a petite size so you don't look like you're swimming in it. Other than that, I think a good moto jacket. I know Nordstrom has a bunch. Again, they have a bunch of moto jackets. They have ones that are the faux leather, which I would probably opt for just because, first of all, they're vegan if you're into that, but also they're a lot more budget friendly. There's one by BP that has a detachable hood. I mean, sorry, Blank NYC. It's $98, so it's under $100. We got it during the Nordstrom sale, and I love that it has the removable hood so you can like dress it up or down. And it comes in three colors, but I would do the black. And it has really cool gold hardware, which I love. So definitely like some kind of bomber jacket or moto jacket. And then a teddy coat is not like totally necessary, but I think they're fine. There's several that I've seen floating around. There's one by Kenzie that's $128. And I've seen a bunch of different ones on there, but they're just fun. They're warm and cozy, and they just give, like, a different texture. And then for, like, workout jackets, because we're, like, in gym clothes all the time, I would recommend, like, some kind of Patagonia, like a quarter zip, like the pullovers, or North Face makes ones, too. I also like, the puffer vests. Those are good to layer up. There's a really cute down jacket I just saw, actually, from Kylie, but I think it might be sold out almost. But it's kind of like a shiny puffy, and so, like, and it's not too heavy, so you could wear it to the gym. But those are, like, the jackets I'd recommend. I mean, obviously, you can do sweatshirts and stuff, but having ones that are versatile, I think, are good, and you don't want to spend, you don't need, like, 10,000 jackets, especially if you live somewhere with small closets, so you want to do what you can fit in the closet. But those are our recommendations. We'll probably do a blog post on jackets soon, but just to kind of give you guys an idea. That is all we have for this week, but we will be back next week with some other topics. I know we're already planning on doing one on some questions we asked you guys on plant-based, so we'll be sharing those in the next episode. And if you guys have any suggestions or topics you guys want us to cover, you can always DM us at alexis.bellbell or at samanthabellbell on Instagram, or you can shoot us an email at doubledoseblog@gmail.com. I'll link those in the show notes for this episode so you guys can find us on there. And we actually also, P.S., we changed our artwork for our podcast, so let us know what you guys think. It actually shows our face, so you guys don't forget who we are. But yeah, that's all we have, and we'll be back next week.